Welcome back to another Halacha Shabbos. We are continuing the halachas of refuah, medicine on Shabbos. There are things that people do sometimes that are not really a refuah, doesn't heal the person, but it's not a regular thing people do. People only do it for a specific reason. For example, the Shulchan Aruch paskins that it's mutter ligemoya beya chaya. It's mutter to swallow a raw egg in order to make your voice sweeter. And Aruch HaShulchan says why? Since it's not a refuah, ain't refuah is chayli, elanimas hakoyel, just to make your voice better, have a ka'inik Shabbos amutter. That means some things that you do that are not a refuah, so there's no adam ba'al there, it's not a healing at all, it's not a pain relief at all, it's just different examples, like an egg to make your voice better, that's not usher to do on Shabbos. Other examples, it's mutter to spray insect repellent onto your body on Shabbos, in order to repel the bugs, to repel the flies, because that's not a refuah. It's just keeping away the insects. That's all. And therefore, it's mutter to use insect repellent on your body on Shabbos. Putting it on clothing is a shiloh of moilad reach. So if the thing has no smell, that would be fine as well. Now, what about putting on sunblock on Shabbos? If it's just a spray sunblock, it's not a shiloh of mereach, of smoothing, just a spray. So you're mutter to put on sunblock on Shabbos with a spray for the same reason. It's not a refuah. And therefore, it's mutter to use sunblock on Shabbos to protect you from the sun. Now, the Shulchan Aruch paskins in Shinchav Ches Siflam Avav that ain loyasin matztichi. You shouldn't take the certain herb called matztichi. It's really made out of sap. Veloy shof by shenayim. You shouldn't use it for your teeth. The refuah. The im mishum reach hapeh mutter. The Shulchan Aruch says that if you use this sraf, this sap or herb for your breath, it's mutter to use that on Shabbos. What's the reason? Ms. Brewer explains, because havaras reach hapeh einech Shabbos refuah. To make your breath better, it's not considered a refuah. And therefore, it's mutter to use those matzticheh on Shabbos. And the Eglei Tal explains, that's only, and really, the truth is, there's a halacha and Shin Gimel that's mashed like this, that, and others say this as well, this is only if it's not a refuah. That means it doesn't heal the bad breath, it just takes it away temporarily. But if this thing is putting into your mouth, helps that you shouldn't have any bad breath in the future, which is a refuah, that would taka be a problem. So therefore, it's the geitos, that's mutter to use mouthwash on Shabbos, even though it's making the breath fresh, it's not a problem of refuah on Shabbos, because it's not a refuah involved here. It's just making the breath smell better, but it's not healing anything. Masha'inkin, if it's a certain type of medicated mouthwash, which would help for bad breath in the future, that would be a problem to take on Shabbos, because that would be a problem of refuah. So it all depends. If it's just to make your breath fresh right now, it's not a refuah. But if it's to heal in the future, that's a problem of refuah. And in the Tshuvas Ches Ha'Eved, it's similar shaila. He wants to know if it's mutter to use baby powder or talcum powder on Shabbos. Is that mutter or not? So he said it depends. If it's just you want to put it onto your feet, take away the sweat, or the smell of the sweat, then it's fine. Because there, it's like taking away the bad breath. Masha Enkin, if it's a type of medicated power that helps with athlete's foot, or it helps with sweaty feet, then that's a problem because that's a refuah. So it depends. If it's a powder, it's not medicated powder, then it's fine. You could use that on Shabbos. But if it's a medicated powder, or if you're taking even the non-medicated powder for a refuah to help yourself feel better, then it would be a problem of refuah on Shabbos.